Now another clearance by Matlock, nodded on there. And now Johnston on the turn. In it goes, Bowden, just outside the box, plays it out to the right-hand side. Good cut out there by Guy Hall. And now the ball alights there to Wilkinson. Wilkinson down the flank. McDonald with a cross. And it's spinning around. And it could be a chance here. And it's 1-0. Matlock take the lead. Joe West. Ball came across. Wasn't dealt with by FC. And West was coming in unchallenged. And finished very sweetly there. No chance for boys. Matlock Town 1, FC United 0.
Well, it's not really a surprise on the basis of the first 17 minutes that we've watched. Matlock have been much more interested in the game than we have. They've been quicker and sharper. They've won a lot of second balls. They've caused problems for us before the goal, and unfortunately it was another regrettable concession.
Munro with the corner from the right-hand side. A decent one he delivered earlier on where Lafferty had a chance. Plenty of red shirts to aim at. Munro floats it in. Gilboy nods it across. Bennett on the edge of the box. Bennett, though, can't hold on to it. And now it's Matlock on the break. Possibly of a 3-on-2 here. And it's a poor ball from Bowden. And then a poor clearance from McLaughlin. On the left flank now, Matlock have it. Joe West with a cross in. And it's gone in. And it's touched in by Johnston. And Matlock Town take a 2-goal advantage. Well, FC lost possession. It was a quick break from the Derbyshire men. Cross came in and Johnston gets the touch. And FC United undone.
Well, the quick ball into the box there paid dividends, but the marking was non-existent for Johnston.
Wood, scorer of the first goal. Met by Lafferty, does well. Ball is played forward to Donoghue. Donoghue. Now Brian. Across to Bennett. Bennett with Guy Hall on the overlap. Bennett now, again he takes it infield. Donoghue in the centre circle, plays it out. Guy Hall, a little bit of space, left flank, can he get a cross in? Guy Hall, nice looking ball, Buckley just wide, and that was a decent cross from Guy Hall, and I think Jordan Buckley just came under enough pressure not to be able to direct the header the way he wanted to, but that was a decent play from FC, decent passes, good cross from Guy Hall. And Buckley there just wide with the header. 4.5 minutes to go to half-time. FC looking to get one back. Donoghue coming into the game more, which is important for FC. Guy Hall back to Bennett. Close to the corner flag. Bennett trying to find his way past his man. Guy Hall's cross coming in. Oh, it's a lovely look. It was a nice header that from Buckley. Couldn't quite get the direction, but he glided it. The side of his head maybe almost grazed it too much. Needed a bit more purchase, but two good crosses in recent moments from Guy Hall, and Buckley getting his head to the ball. That's encouraging for FC. Well, FC with more defending to do. In it comes another good looking delivery. Yates gets a foot on it, it's spinning around and it's gone in, and it's 3-0. And well, it's not quite game, certain match, but FC now, that was exactly what FC could not afford to happen. Griffiths retakes it, square ball to Charlie Ennis. Ennis, first time ball now. And it's Charlie Oliver driving into the box. They're being allowed to run. 1-2, Oliver. And goes down on the edge of the box. Well, good work. Having his Beckenbauer moment there, Charlie Oliver. And stopped in his tracks, tripped right on the edge of the box. Another foot and it would have been a penalty. Good run from Oliver. Too close for an up and down. Very difficult these to find into the net when you're literally you've got the ball in the D, the centre of the D, virtually on the line, the 18-yard line, and you've got a wall of 5, 10 yards away.
Griffiths is showing the most interest.
Luke Griffiths to try and find a way into the net. Low one! Oh, great! Rebound! Woodcock, well, he played it past the wall. The wall obviously did not do its job, and it was a great save. Low down by Dean. It really was. But Woodcock came to Woodcock, and kind of a bit of a bobble there. There it is. So Matlock Town have dominated this contest.